Blog Talk Radio.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? We gon' do it like this. Hey, time you ready? Check it. I got 7 back 11, about 8, 38, 9, 9, 10, max 10. The shit's never end. You can't touch my riches, even if you had MC Hammer and them 357 bitches. Biggie Small, the millionaire, the mansion, the yacht, the 2 weak spots, the 2 hot blocks. That's how I got the weed spot. I shot Dredd in the head, took the bread and the lamb spread. Little Gotti got the shotty to your body, so don't resist, or you might miss Christmas. I tote guns, I make number runs, I give MCs the runs dripping. When I throw my clip in the AK, I slay from far away. Everybody hit the DECK. My slow flow's remarkable. Peace to Mateo. Now we smoke weed like Tony Montana, sip the yayo. That's crazy blunt. Bad hells, my boy Jaquel from the avenue to jail cell. Oh my god, I'm chopping shit like a pigeon. I hope you're listening, smacking babies at they christening.
Motherfucking big floor. What you gonna do with it, Tupac? Yeah, what about the fucking dog?
What's going on, guys? This is part 2, hour 2. Pre-game radio. First half we did over at the Applebee's Sporting Plaza. Big shout out to them. They held us down. They're showing us love. Hour 2, we're going to slow down while out, have some fun. Like I said, open panel, ask Black Hour. So call in with your questions, your advice, or shout outs. 347-857-4302. I'm going to get back to the jam of the night, which is the Set It Off Club Party joint. Got a lot of love. First hour, so see how you like it.
Yeah. All right. They know what we came for tonight. Yeah.
Stack on the TI. If I didn't play my part, wouldn't be right.
Nothing sweet though, I set it off like a Shiite. Ends to the friends and it feels stupendous. View the world different through Cartier lenses. Nah, no stopping. Get the spot jumping like a jail riot in the yard near fences. Oh, I'm like, it's on. We like to rock, they like Patron. We love the night, daylight is gone. Girl, shake to it, cause they like my song. I'ma put on for my city. All my affiliates in my committee. Ain't nothing changed but the change in the dicky. If you got the number, it's the same, homie, hit me. Hit me, yeah.
Set it off in this bitch, 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 bitch.
Set it off, we set it off.
What's going on? What's going on? We are back once again. Pre-game radio hour 2, Axe Black Hour. Also, too, we got a little new topic to throw in the mix, so everyone get ready. But also, I want to, give a shout-out to the Applebee's over there, Fordham Plaza. They held us down. Brian, our bartender, Chris, the manager, to make sure we was well accommodated. Shout-out to all the birthday people over there celebrating the birthday with the free cupcake and all that. If anyone got some more things you want to talk about, you know, hit one, it's open hour, Axe Black, come through with all your questions and everything. But also, too, coming up this week on the 7th, it's the celebration of Black Father's Week. It starts off on the 7th, going down at Queens College, 9420 Godbrewer Boulevard, from 6:30 to 8:30. You want to check eventbrite.com for more information. Just wanted to get that one out there. I thought that was a big thing right there. Shout out to all the fathers, you know, and those who are doing what they got to do. Best Mother's Day fathers, too. So shout out to all of y'all. Let's see. We got somebody with their hand up calling out of the 347. I think this is Queen of Swords in here. Queen of Swords, what's up?
Hi. I didn't know my hand was up, but what's up?
So what's going on? You rocking, like I said, you rocking with us. This is Hour 2, Axe Black Hour. If you got something, you know, you want to ask us.
I want to ask if you serve me a plate.
Yeah, I got you a little, your Caesar salad, you know, already good to go. You know, no cheese, not like that, just straight lettuce. All right, so I got you. We're going to come later and I'll get it to you, all right?
Yep.
All right, like I said, we talking, you know, anything right now, nothing's out of bounds. This is Hour 2 of Pregame Radio. We're chilling, taking it down for the night, make sure everybody, you know, they good, they going to the club, going to the party, and they're getting home all right. 347-857-4302 is the number. All right, looks like we got Lucky Me, who's in the building. Shout out to Lucky Me and the whole hood cooking movement. Lucky Me, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing, Brooklyn Black, man? How y'all hanging in there? Pause.
All right, everybody's good. You know, we chilling.
Well, I have a question.
What's up, you got it? All right.
How do I convince, you know, out here in Elmira, you know, I'm starting to see these things and, you know, maybe I'm looking in the wrong places, but how do I convince these mothers not to give up on themselves as far as their hair, their nails, their toes and stuff like that, just taking care of themselves just because they have a kid? How do I convince them to still believe in themselves, that they're beautiful, and to take care of their parents and everything? What advice would you give me to help me help them?
Well, first off, you can't do nothing for none of them women's self-esteem. You know what I'm saying? It's called self-esteem. It's how they feel about themselves. You know, they don't feel like they that, you know, just my opinion, you know, like I said, anyone call them your opinions, but if they don't feel that good about themselves to, you know, run a cock comb through their hair or put some polish on their nails, or that's them. That's how they feel, and can't no one make them feel no different, you know what I'm saying, but them. If I got a female who got her point of view, you know, put your hand up, you know, hit one if you're in the call queue. Let's see, Ab, what do you say on that?
repeat the question again, please. What you just said, because I didn't hear nothing for a minute.
Luck, repeat your question.
Okay. out here in Elmira, I'm starting to see, you know, a lot of females that have kids, of course, but it seemed like they just gave up. These are young chicken tenders. They just give up. Their hair not done, nails not done. They got sandals on. Toenails is like the paint is chipping off. They still wearing them Chinese doll slippers that went out about 5 years ago. It seemed like they just give up. How do I help them? Or try to, you know, what can I do to motivate them to let them know that, listen, it's okay to still be sexy even though you're a single parent and, you know, it's not cool to be around guys and you got your toes out and your panties chipping off?
I mean, if these people are really and truly friends of yours, then telling them would be no problem. As far as how you would inspire them, maybe you could remind them, I don't know, maybe you could remind them of a time when their game was on, you know what I'm saying, when they was good, you know, remind them of that time and let them know, you fell off, you slipped it. If these are really your friends, then you should be able to say that. That shows that you care. It's not being smart. It's not being funny. It's showing that you care. You got to be honest.
So they're not really I'm keeping it honest, they're not my friends, you know, I'm almost 2 months fresh out here, and, you know, I'm single, and I'm out here, and I'm dabbling, and I'm hanging out with different people, and I'm just learning that these girls are just, you know, they're young, 24, 25, and they're like, all right, it seems like they just say, okay, I have a kid, and mother's supposed to be this type of way, is I don't need to get my hair done, I don't need to do none of this and none of that, I
right,
just need to focus
so not
in the parents.
Well, best I could say is put it on a T-shirt and wear it. Lucky me will not date you if, A, your hair is not done. B, you ain't clipped your nails. C, you ain't wiped the coal out your eye this morning. I mean,
you know you just gave me an idea, right?
Hey, that's what I'm here for.
You know, and ask Brooklyn Black. He know I will make my own T-shirt. Next time you see a video, that's what it's going to see. It's going to say on the big one. It's going to have a smiley face on the bottom, and it's going to say, "Ladies, get your hair and nails done. Don't come outside without your hair and nails done."
That's what's up. That's what's up.
All right, so we're going to take another caller calling out at 347. Probably calling in with some more advice on this subject here. 347-330. What up? Who this? Where you calling from?
You be sitting in front of 160, nigga.
No, that's why I'm saying I had to come back over here.
Hello. Can't stop wiping your face.
Yo. All right, we got to come back to that guy. All right, we'll come back to him. We're going to get a couple minutes. Let's see if anyone else, let's see if Queen of Swords has something to say on that. Queen, are you there?
Yes.
So, I'm sure what's been going on and everything like that. So, what do you say on it? Like, what's your take? Do you agree with them or no?
I do see it happen because I have friends that I see them let themselves go. And I think the reason why is because they're so caught up in everything they're doing, you know, with the child and taking care of everything. They don't have any time. That's what they say, so I don't know.
To jump in on that, like Double Dutch, I mean, like, I understand that some mothers work two jobs and, you know, but they find time to smoke marijuana and go get beer and stuff like that. I just think you can find time. Like, if you're watching your favorite TV show, you know, put your toes in the water. You know what I'm saying?
Get the, you're right. That's an excuse. You're right.
So,
I think they don't feel pretty anymore because they have the baby or something.
I duly noted, duly noted. We're going to see if the other call from the 347 is ready. 347, what's up, man?
Oh, my podcast.
Yeah, caller, you live. He ain't ready, but like I said, we're taking in calls, all questions, 347-857-4302. This is Free Game brought to you tonight by Bell Keys Communications, cbellkeys@aol.com. everything going. Like I said, this is the Ask Black Hour. I'm taking a couple more questions and see what's happening. We got our brother from Georgia calling back in. Let's see if I get him on the line here. All right, caller, you alive? What's up, man?
Peace. What's going on?
What's going on?
Fine.
So, are you calling in with a question, or are you calling in to throw your opinion on the question from our lucky me?
Yeah, my opinion. I just want to say, you just got to encourage your sisters to take pride in themselves, you know? You know, just encourage your sisters, you know, like the brother said, if they got time to smoke that little weed and drink that little beer, make that time and fix your toes and your hair, you know?
That's a good one. So that's exactly what it is.
Help yourself and take pride in yourself, man.
For real.
Yeah. It's not so over yet. You know, yeah, life is still good. You still got to live your life. A child is not the end of the world, you know. You keep your body right and you keep yourself right, you're going to attract somebody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so pretty much bottom line, if you not take care of yourself, how can you expect to pull somebody who's going to respect you or give you that type of respect and affection anyway? All right, moving along, like I said, we're taking in all your questions. I'm going to let this go for another couple of minutes, and then I'm going to throw my question out there and see how you guys feel on that. Call the numbers 347-857-4302. Let's see. Seems like no one else has a question right now, so I'm going to throw mine out there. This is for ladies and gentlemen. Do you think that these body enhancement clothes, drugs, is that the sequel on the opposite, fair sex? Yes or no? Luck, what do you think?
You got to clarify your question again? Like, you know, break it down?
You know, like the woman, they got these butt-busting jeans or these butt-busting underwears or these add two cup sizes type bras and, you know, the men, they got the extends and all this good stuff. would that be deceitful? Like, you go, I don't know, in Elmira, you run to a chick and, you know, she looks well-proportioned, but you get her home and she take her clothes off, she's flat as a board. Like, you still going to go anyways based off what you saw, or you just not going to can't do it anyway?
Well, that means I just, you know what I'm saying, I'm just going to dig her down. I mean, she's just going to show me that I can't trust her. You know, keep it funky with me, you know what I'm saying? If you don't got no butt, you don't got no butt. You may have the magician butt. You may not have the butt when you stand up, but when you bend over, it may look special. So just keep it funky with me, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, we work it out. But if you can't keep it funky and you got artificial stuff, that's just showing that you're an artificial girl and I don't need you.
What do you think on that?
Hello?
Did the airport speak on the phone again? All right, we're going to come back to Aquina. What do you think, Aquina? One that partakes in?
I don't have anything artificial, so I can't answer that.
But you want to be one to wear that stuff, though, right?
You talking about artificial butt and all that?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't think I need to. I mean, you should ask me if I see a guy that have artificial something.
Okay, so there was a guy, you know, that's you know, whatever, he was, he had something that made his package look bigger, but then come home and came to find out that's not what it was.
I'll be like, what the F is this, y'all?
So, would you...
I'm going to get out of my house.
So, not with it, point blank.
I'll be like, you lied to me, man. What else are you lying about? Are you a girl? That's what I'll say. I'll be like,
all right, so...
What else are you lying about?
Good point. Hold on to that. I'm going to take this other call in. Looks like it's wrong. Brother Dre wants to get in here.
Yeah. I definitely, I'm going to call deceitful on that. I'm going to call hoodwink, bamboozled, run amok, led astray. I think that any clothes that enhance the appearance, but then when you take them clothes off, it's nothing like what you saw in the ad. It's definitely deceitful. I mean, they wouldn't like it. We walked around with rolled up socks in our pants, broadcasting like we got the package hanging to our knee, and then they get into the room and we got the package that don't even reach our inner thigh. So I think that on the same token, we gotta not be fooled by these girls with the booty booster jeans. They sell them right on Fordham Road, by the way, for all of y'all that are really interested. But I think that that's all deceitful, all of it. I think it's a crime.
Wow, it was a crime. Harsh words.
Definitely.
Well,
just be who you are. Just be who you are, because if we love you, we're going to accept you as you are. And if we don't, then there's somebody out there that's going to accept you for who you are. But definitely don't pull the bait and switch.
You know, they have guys that have fake dreads, too.
Oh, wow. I never seen those, but anything's possible.
Wait. Did she just say fake dreads?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. She said fake dreads. I never seen it, but
okay.
Wow.
That's how it really looks.
Wow. You know, I don't even know about that. I remember back in the 90s and back in my high school days, there was certain dudes who would wear extensions. You know what I'm saying? You know, because they had the hands down the rock. But, you know, but come on, fake dreads? Like, I don't know. Anybody else got something to say on that? Because me personally, I don't get it.
Wait.
Brother from Georgia, what's up?
Oh.
Yeah, please. I think everybody should just be naked, man. You know, we just go back to the day and we just take off all our fucking clothes, then everybody going to see what you're working with. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
I don't see nothing wrong with push-up bra. I mean, that's not deceiving. That's Victoria's Secret. That's why they call it Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, but a secret is a deceiving thing. That's the whole point behind the secret. You
yeah,
can't deceive us like that. I mean, if I'm feeling you, I'm going to feel you flat chest and all. You don't got to perk it up. You know, most of the girls that got flat chest got big butts.
And amongst other things, let me stop.
Yeah, I'm not going to front. My Dominican co-worker, Wilson, he said that he looked at a lady when she walked by and he said, damn, she has a pound of pussy. I didn't know what to say.
What?
Okay, well, I don't know. A pound of pussy? I don't know what that is.
A pound of pussy?
He was trying to say it's fat, but that's just the way he described it.
I never heard that one. Like, okay.
If you want to be sure.
Yeah, never heard nothing about that.
Man.
That's what goes on behind the scenes when y'all ladies be passing by.
Really? All right.
So
you don't want to know what the girls be saying when y'all pass. You don't want to know.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We are taking a quick 30-second break or whatever. We're going to come right back, and we're going to find out since Queen want to bring it up. What go on in y'all women's heads when a dude walk by? Yeah, you did it to yourself. This is the pregame radio. I'll be right back.
Help me, somebody.
It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
All right, once again, you know, I said 30 seconds, but hey, I lied. We're right back into it because I want to get to this. You know, we're at the half-hour point, and it's always a common thing what men say in barbershops or at work, you know, when a woman goes stupid. And just before we went on this break, Queena had said, we don't know what y'all women think. So I want to know, what do y'all women think about? All the women, if you are in the room, put the ones up. I see a couple of they dropping out scotches. So I guess they don't want to get in trouble or anything like that. But call in, yeah, Queena, you opened the can of worms, so you got to stand tall and defend what you're saying. All right?
Well, one of the famous lines is, damn, I fucked the shit out of that video. That's one of the famous ones. And another one is, you think you got a girl? Another one is, we say the same thing y'all say. Yo, that nigga look like he got a a big video, you know, we just saying stuff like that.
Oh, so pretty much y'all women are just as much as a dirtbag or just as much of a sleazeball as us regular guys. Y'all just are what, more discreet about it? Would that be fair to say?
Say it again?
I agree with you on that.
Like, if so, pretty much it's safe to say that you women are just as much of a sleaze bag or a jerk as us men. You were just more discreet about it, or you guys just don't try to get caught. Which one is it?
Yeah, we just do it amongst the sisters, you know. I mean, yes. I'm honestly saying yes. The girls be saying the same thing y'all say, just another aspect, you know, just same thing.
Okay. Now, see, also, too, the thing is, like, see, if we guys, you know, something walk by and it's, what's the word? It's tantalizing to us, you know, and if it's all good like that, we're going to step two. You know, we're going to step two and we're going to say, hey, what's going on? Whatever, you know, the rap fellas lay down, but it's very rare that you'll see a woman, hey, what's going on? I like the way you look in there, X, Y, Z, and yada, yada, yada. But if y'all are so able to tell your homegirls, yo, I think he could get it, yada, yada. Why can't y'all women, you
know,
step up to us too, you know, and approach us?
It's very rare, but they got the ones out there that will go and say it. I know you say it's rare, but they out there. It's probably like 5.
Okay, 347-857-4302. It seems that this episode of the Free Game, also the Axe Black Hour, has kind of turned into a battle of the sexes when it comes to...
Oh, man. Well,
yeah, what did you start? But it seems that it's battle of sexes when it comes to, you know, seeing one walk by, you know.
How did that come up?
But before we go any further, before I take in any more calls, I see you guys piling in. If you guys want to say something, press one of your keypad. That'll put your hand up. I know you want to say something, I'll put you on the air. Also, the Touch of Class crew, they present the Grown and Sexy. That's every first Friday. And if you're in Brooklyn, it's a place for you to check out. It's at Roselle's, 248 Avenue X on the corner of McDonald Avenue in Brooklyn. So if you're looking to do it the first Friday of the month, that's where you go. Also, too, coming up on the 11th, the Lottery Boys, the Who Wears Short Shorts event. And it's also Mr. J. Smith's birthday party going down at the Velvet Lounge, 7615 101st Avenue in Queens. $100 goes to the lady with the sexiest poom poom shorts on. So
okay,
you want to holler at J. Smith? So you want to holler at J. Smith at 646-791-0051 for more info, bottle service, everything like that. Ladies, it's dressed to impress, of course. No sneakers, so you wear your poom poom shorts, your skirts, and your short shorts, things like that. Tell us, swag it out.
Fuck,
put a collar on it, throw some slacks on, and anything. And we get a good, have fun that night.
And pull your pants up.
Pull your pants up. You know, you can't get through. You know, you can't get through there with your pants hanging down your ass. So back to this whole thing. Look, you here? Are you agreeing with what the woman folk is saying in this hour?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to. I'm on Facebook promoting the show. You want to just bring me up to speed?
Well, pretty much she said that the women, they think just like how we men think, you know, like we're chilling and shorty walk by. You know how we'll go, oh, she got a fatty, or God damn, you know.
Yeah, we do the
same
thing. She
said that women do it too. I find it hard to believe, but I say I beg to differ just because, you know, most women are frutters, man.
Yeah, bro, going back, they do that. You know what I'm saying? It's just that we'll be sitting around and we'll see something and then we'll get hyped from our boy. Our boy be like, yo, go get that. And so even though we know we might not have a chance of getting the actual number, the fact that we walked up to her, it was like, yo, what's good, da-da-da, my name is such and such, or whatever. And she'd be like, nah, I'm good. And then we walk back, he'd be like, man, I could have had that. But with a female, they could be clicked up and they'd be like, ooh, he look good, pause. And then, you know what I'm saying? But they'll just keep it like that. They won't come up. They might come up to us, but you may get a hood chick. They may send a fat girl, you know what I'm saying, out of the click. You know, a click always keep a token fat girl around. And they send a fat girl, like, hey, how you doing? My name is Precious, and, you know, my friend over there, Shanika Nay, she's telling you or whatever. And,
Precious,
or whatever. And so, you know what I'm saying, then that's how it goes. And then somebody got to pick, you know, Precious, and then Party time.
It's party time, so I have to end up picking one for the team. All right, we got about 25 minutes left for the broadcast. 347-857-4302, Brooklyn Black Free Game Radio. We have a pretty much an open discussion. Chat and chill, we wilding out. What's up?
Brooklyn Black.
What's up?
You ain't gonna hear no girl say I'm lying.
You need to talk about taking one for the team.
The wingman.
The guys who always take it for the team, like it's always the people who take it for the team. You never really talk about that. You gotta talk about the ones who take it for the team all the time.
Taking one for the team in an open discussion. I don't think we ever discussed that with the females out in the open.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm in tune with my masculine side. That's probably why I talk like that.
Okay, you're tuning your masculine side. Shout out. A lot of more women need to do that. So, all right, so the wingman, one that always take one for the team. I salute those dudes, and, I salute them because sometimes they get put up with some of the most, you know, busted, jacked up, ugly token friends ever. And also, too, at the same time, the ugly girl's friends, they deserve to go to hell for that shit. You know your homegirl ain't all that, and you know ain't nobody gonna really want to holler at her, so then you put in these awkward-ass situations. You know what I'm saying?
I've never seen that before.
You never seen it?
No, I don't know. That stuff you're talking about, that's not how it would be.
You lie.
Nah, I've got to say that I've been there.
Okay.
I have taken a couple for the team. I have taken one for the team where we got there and the girl's friend, she was hot and then she had bad breath. And I didn't know what to do with that situation. It was like real bad.
Wow.
Like I couldn't even talk and look at her face. I was trying to cover my mouth.
That's awful.
And then I've also taken one where I got there and the girl was fat. And I didn't know what to do with that one either.
Big girl.
But she really was wearing some clothes that wasn't really for fat people and she thought she was the shit.
What's wrong with fat girls?
Nothing wrong with them, but there's certain clothes that just don't quite fit correctly.
There's something wrong with fat girls. Like
them cut-off belly shirts that show your stomach, like, we don't need to see that.
They got more confidence than the skinny girls.
Okay, but just because it's called a belly shirt, you ain't supposed to have a belly.
It's supposed to show the lack of belly therein. That's exactly it.
You know, that's just discretion, you know. But still, we move away from the subject nonetheless. We're talking about not the actual background, but we're talking about the women, the guys who are all for the team, you know, who want to see their teammates get the head cheerleader while they take the mascot home.
Exactly. That's where we at.
I think there should be a award for the guys who take one for the team. Just because, you know, it's always, you know, that could make or break the party or the hangout situation because it may be that one girl that just be sitting around, I want to go home. But then the good guy step up and say, come here, girl, you're going to hang out with me tonight. And then everybody going to flow and they high five at the end of the night, put the ladies in the cab or the bus, you swipe them through or however you do it, and they have a good night.
Yeah, I think that all of us that have taken for the team, that if we taken one for the team, we deserve the Purple Heart because we got injured, but we kept on playing.
So what I'll do, I'll give you guys a round of applause. Standing ovation,
wow.
You know, standing ovation, but also, too, there are also the female wingmen. Now, saying, I don't know. Queena, if you ever had to deal with one, like it'd be a group of dudes and it'd be one dude, he got a lazy eye. So, you know, if you're looking at you with a DJ booth.
Nah, that never happened to me that can't happen to me because I always go for what I want.
Yo,
but
Brooklyn,
so say you out, you know, you out with your homegirls. Hold on, like, I'm going to get to you in a second.
So say you out with your homegirls, right? And, you know, your homegirl, she runs across, you know, three other dudes. And it's three of them, three of y'all. Your homegirl got one. The other homegirl, she you know, she made claim to the next dude. And that last dude, he got that crazy lazy eye, or his button up is too tight. And, you know, that's the dude you stuck with. But if you don't give up the right vibe, that's the end of the night, because, yo, he might be the ride home. He might be the one buying drinks, you know, or something like that.
Well, the one with the lazy eye would just have to go home, and the other two just lucky.
But
I think he should get a diamond studded pirate patch, and then he'll be all good.
The lazy eye would just have to go home. That's it. He would just have to go home, and that's it.
Oh, wow. My brother from Georgia, man. You've been quiet for the night. You got 20 minutes left. Have you ever been a wingman? Have you been one? Have you ever had to take one for the team?
Yeah, man, it's not fair, yo, for this old big Patrick, man. It's always the Patrick. I love the Patricks, man, but come on. You know, why I couldn't get the tall Brazilian chick? Why I had to end up with the fat Italian chick? Like, come on now.
Oh, wow.
Fat Italian.
Brooklyn, we know at least one of those. I ain't going to name no names, but we know what.
For sure.
Real.
All right, so, you know, we got 20 minutes left. As it seems like this whole wingman thing, we got the callers coming in. 347-857-4302. We do have the chat room open for those tuning in online. I want to thank everybody who is rocking with us, hour two, who is with us, hour one.
Oh, Brock,
if you guys want me to, you know, I ain't wrapping up yet, but Queenie, you got to go, then, you know,
it
was good as always.
No,
I was just saying, you know, if you guys.
I just wanted to ask something, please.
Oh, you got a question? All right. What's up?
Yeah. Why do guys think if they buy a $5 Heineken, that means the girl is theirs forever and shit?
I love you.
Wow.
How does a $5 Heineken got to do anything? That's a good question.
Well, that's because if we throw it up to spend $5 to get you a Heineken, you know, you got a place in our heart. You know,
$5 Heineken is a crime in itself.
Yeah, you know, we want to get you a forty ounce Heineken. That means we care about you somewhere, girl.
No, that's crazy. Why do you think if you buy a girl a drink in a party, that means she's yours forever? It's crazy.
Nah, not so mine forever, but at least mine's for the night, because I just made an investment. That's not. I wasn't about to drink to make sure you were, you know, well hydrated. No, I got you that drink because that's me. Like, you know, you'll see me again. I'm on a life. You may see me in the morning. So that's an investment.
Okay, that's an investment. But damn, that's crazy.
You know, I want to see my money work for me. That's why you'll see the dude. You know, every two songs he might be, hey, you want to dance? I want to see my dollars at work.
Okay, I get it. Anybody else think that's crazy? I'm the only one.
Why do girls pretend to like you?
Why we can't just take the drink and walk off? You know what I mean?
Why do girls pretend to like you and then they disappear after the $5 drink? Like, what's up with that? You got the drink and then, you disappear to the crowd, like, you know.
I'm gonna break it down for y'all. I'm gonna tell y'all some. I'm gonna give y'all some real talk.
Yes,
basically, when we drink alcohol, the more we drink, the better all the females start to look around us. For some reason, even the sweet ones that we didn't see when we walked in the door, they become obvious as soon as we get a certain amount of alcohol. So we just be trying to share that effect with you.
Oh.
That's what it really is. If it could do that for us, what could it do for you?
That's a good question. I've never done that before.
And also, too, I'm saying, hell, if you women are so independent now, because that's the whole thing. Oh, I'm independent. I pay my own bills. I get my own alcohol. Fuck yeah, you buy you drink for
us a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Buy me a drink.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, just like you do.
I don't take drinks from guys in clubs, but I know girls that go to clubs just to get guys to buy them drinks, but I don't do it personally because I like to be solo. I like to be free and do what I want to do. That's why I don't do it when I go out. So.
Well, see, Quinn, you know, you're a rare commodity. You're like a poorly clover. That's hard to find, you know, nowadays.
I'm lined up with my masculine energy, that's all. And my feminine side.
You know, like I said, you know, that's a hard lesson to come by.
I got the yin yang down pack, that's all.
For real.
Like I said, that's hard to come across, you know, especially, you know, there's a lot of women for some reason let society, mainly MTV and BET, tell them how they need to act when they go to the club.
Thank
you know, they let
thank
how.
Yeah, that's so true.
You know, and you know, that's what they do. And society said, oh, yeah, you should have a ball up by you, the ball by you, bottles. I refuse to spend $100 in the club on a damn bottle that cost me $40 at the liquor store.
And I think it's crazy that girls go to clubs to have niggas buying them liquor. I think that's tacky. And they actually go out there deliberately for guys to buy them liquor.
Yeah, while you pay $8 for a Guinness and it's $150 in the bodega store, you know? Why you paying $8 for a Guinness? Like, don't you drink Guinness all day at home? Don't you drink beer all week? Why you come to the club and you still want beer, motherfucker? Like, please. Try to drink something nice when you go to the club, please. I'm tired of seeing them Heinekens and Coronas. Right? I drink that shit at home.
And it's $1.50 for real.
Well, so straight up, if you going out, you know, get something that you won't have on the regular basis. Then you know, ask your brother to buy you. You know, I guess ask your brother to buy you some Luka. Or hell, buy your own Sambuca. You know, like I said, you and me, y'all won't be all independent and stuff now. But when y'all go to the club, oh, y'all want a baller to buy you a drink and buy you or your homegirls a bottle and shit. What you doing for me?
I know.
You just say thank you and walk away at 4 o'clock in the morning.
You know,
you ain't even pitched
like
in on the
armor shoot or something. That's a good point, man.
It's like you take a chick to Applebee's and she order a hamburger. Like, I could have took your ass to McDonald's. Like, you know what I'm saying? We
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's
true.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's definitely true. Don't order no chicken when you go to the restaurant either. Don't
you
definitely don't order no chicken.
And rice,
yeah.
Come on.
You know,
did you eat rice at home? Did you eat rice all week, motherfucker?
So, you know, so like I said, you pretty much if you're gonna go out also too, go get shit you're not used to. You know, you make Incredible Hulk in your house every day. Don't go and have some dude at the club buy you Incredible Hulk. You have that shit every day. Ask for some rosé or something you ain't used to.
Yeah, that's true.
But,
that's
you know,
true.
You know, still, I digress. We got about 12 minutes left in the showtime, so I'm going to get some more stuff out. The Party All the Time single release party brought to you by Richie is going down on the 11th at the NB Nightclub, 122 Orange Avenue in Suffolk. Also, Hot 97, he ain't there no more. Power 105, DJ Envy's going to be in the building. TrueStarMedia.com will be on here taking photographs. So if you guys are in the Rockland area, you want to check that out. Also, to Elmira Stand Up, Elmira, New York, one of your own. Quarter Water, he's coming out with some stuff with Lucky Me, Mr. New City, who's doing Hood Cooking Season 2. So check him out on Facebook. Also, check me out on Facebook. Yeah, the artist name is Quarter Water. His name is Quarter Water. He's kind of dope. Maybe one day I'll have him on the pregame and he can, you know, talk to you and let you guys know what he's about. Like I said, he's working with Lucky Me, who's doing the Hood Cooking Series right now, and they're doing all baked goods. So if you need to know how to put something in the oven, watch this Hood Cooking. He'll get it on. We got 10 minutes left, 347-857-4302. We're winding down to Ask Blackout. If you have something you want to say, you want to address a question, anything like that, if you're on the line, you're on hold, press one of your pads.
Can I post the question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, just when, you know, why people stay in their hood? Why don't people travel out? Like, you know, we should really need to encourage people, like, travel out your hood. You know, get out of Brooklyn or Queens. Go to another state. Go to another country. You know what I mean? People, like, they're so close.
Somebody will come with me.
Yeah, venture out, man.
Somebody sounds like a date.
Some people have been in Brooklyn all their life. They never been to Queens or Manhattan. I don't get that.
I went to Miami by myself last year.
That's good. You know what I'm saying? People need to travel and venture out, man. Spread your wings.
Well, also
too
with that.
People.
All right, well, here's my take on that is, most times they don't go because with most people, especially creatures of habit, because that's what most of humans are, the creatures of habit, creatures of routine. If there's something out of that routine or out of that rapport, you know, they don't understand it, they really don't want to fuck with it. You know, like you said, there's all people that never left Brooklyn, but they've been there at every party, every barbecue, everything, but they're in Brooklyn. They go to Manhattan, they get lost. They go to Queens, you ain't hear from them no more. But that's a product of their environment, you know what I mean? Because that's what they're used to. Like, I know some people from Brooklyn, they never left their damn housing project.
Damn.
They could tell you everything from courtyard, one side of courtyard to the next, but anything outside their courtyard, they could tell you.
Well, that exists.
You know, that exists, but also with that, some people, they just don't, what's the word, elevate, you know, they don't elevate, they don't choose to because they, you know, they're so on their, I'm on my hood, I'm repping my hood, I'm holding my hood down. You know, they feel once they leave their hood, they ain't repping their hood no more because they're not at their hood. But that's some people. So with that, like I said, you know, open up your mind, you know, look on TV, Google shit, you'll find something to do.
Real is cheap, don't you know? It's so cheap sometimes just to like go to another state. You know, it's like only it's less than what you spend to the, in the club sometimes. You know what I mean? Less than $100 you get a one way. You know, sometimes a two way you're lucky you get for like less than $150 just to go to another state. You know what I mean? Come on now, get that hotel fare, people. Get that rental fare and venture out. Life is short. Enjoy it.
I'm sure.
And that's the main thing. You know what I'm saying? Life is short. We don't know when we're going to go as all this crazy stuff is happening to us now. You know, sinkholes in Guatemala, tropic islands getting earthquakes, black rain, oil spilling in the Gulf of Florida. Oh.
I'm ready.
Once again, stealing off another dumbass of the week. I didn't mention on the last show, but BP once again is dumbass of the week because their most recent and final attempt to cap that pipe pause has failed. So to this day, there is still oil leaking out to the Gulf of Mexico. So anyone who lives, you know, along them states like Alabama, Mississippi, South Carolina, Louisiana, Florida, y'all summers are going to be bad because you're going to be going out to the beach and all you see is just black liquid.
It's going to affect the price of seafood eventually.
My question is that an attack against nature or is that an attack against nature and people?
I would say both.
I would say
definitely
that
both.
For real,
anything that affects nature affects the people.
Thank you. For real, man.
Yeah, but I'm ready, though. So that's good.
Yeah. We're definitely creatures.
Like I said, definitely affects everybody because it may not now, but of course this oil is going to, it's doing what it does best, which is spread. So pretty soon, like Jay was saying, it's going to affect, you know, the seafood, you know, the crabs, the lobsters, the fish, you know, things like that. People are going to start eating that.
Brooklyn, Brooklyn, I think we should train ourselves to know how to fast. So, you know, when shit hit the fan, we could just hold out without no food for a few days and still be alive. We just got to train ourselves to fast and just live off water and greens.
Damn
okay,
that.
Even if
when
you're
the seafood goes
green,
bad, I'm going to give me some beef.
Yeah, we got to train ourselves.
I don't think it really hit people like the serious effect like this going to have. Like, I don't think the tidal wave that's going to come after this. This is thousands of gallons of oil a day, a chemical, a toxin in nature, you know? So I could just imagine the tidal wave. Could you just imagine the disaster that's going to cause you eliminate the sea and the sea life, so much, you know, animals, so much. Then, you know, like Queen of Swords says, it's going to be like, you know, prepare for a food shortage, prepare, you know, to just fast, go without food, for real.
It's your plan. Right,
but she also, too, even when you're fasting, like, that's still because the it's not like the oil is in the crops. The oil is where in the water. So even if we're fasting, we still have to take in water to survive. We have to take in water and other liquids which contain water for, you know, to rehydrate ourselves.
Okay.
So either way,
that coconut, man, I'm going to drink some coconut water in the island.
No, look at it like, that's all well and good, but we won't need to go that far. You see, this is one body of water. It's not going to affect all the water on the planet. We're still going to be able to drink water. As far as fasting, I don't think I'm going to need to fast because I'll eat potatoes and beef and chicken if I can't eat seafood until they clean up the mess. Eventually, they're going to get it straightened out. There's just going to be a lot of sea life and animals that's going to suffer in the process because they're dying already. And that just means that we're committing a crime against nature, and God's going to punish us for that. But that's another story. But as far as fasting, I'm just going to eat something else. That's the bottom line. Water, I don't care if I got to go and buy my water from someplace else. I'm going to get me some water. Somebody's going to have some water. He's going to charge more.
I'm going to have my alkaline water. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah, Queen of Swords is going to have her alkaline water, of course. That gets your soul right. But, you know, as far as when the food shortage comes, I could live for months off of ramen noodles, so as long as there's not a ramen noodles shortage, that would be A-okay. Ramen noodles and White Castle burgers.
Let's head to the mountains for a new beginning, people. Let's head to the mountains.
I'm going to eat my plant.
All right, we got about 4 minutes left in the show. You know, I'm surprised that we haven't been uninterrupted by the powers that be yet. But before they hit us up, I want to give a shout-out to all those who are in the call queue, Sister Ebony, wherever she is, Brother Jay, C-Fell Keys, Queen of Swords, my man from Georgia, Lucky Me, checking out, like I said, everyone that's in the call queue, anyone who's listening, everyone who was over at Applebee's and partied up with us. Anytime you guys got an event and want me to, you know, want me to broadcast from there, launches within the, you know, the show time and anything, send me an email. Excuse me, send me an email, brooklynblk@gmail.com. Send me an email, you know, I'll let you know exactly what your spot would need so I can broadcast, and, you know, we'll get it good. I'll come out, you got a slamming barbecue going down or something like that. Let me know, like I said, if you want to have a certain guest come on the show. You know, somebody you want to see, somebody music you want to hear, you got some music submissions, you guys already know, you can holler at me on the Facebook, or you can drop me an email, brooklynblk@gmail.com. I get to all the emails. I do reply to all the emails, so don't hesitate. Hit me up. Anything, no matter if you think it's all in all, if I like it, I'll play it. If it's a hot spot, I'll beat it. So add us on the Facebook.
Yeah, Brooklyn Black.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but you have a first-time listener calling out at 845, and she wanted me to give her a shout-out, Miss Kate McDowd. I don't know if I'm saying her name right, but Casper's Boo, and so I just wanted to give her a shout-out, and she's tuning in right now. She's hit me up on the Facebook, you know, she said she loved the show.
Okay, much love. If she is on the show now, if she's in the chat room, tell her to put sign up. If she's on the phone line, tell her to hit one. I'll give us some air time. We got about 2 minutes left.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Uh-oh. So, okay, they got me. They got me. So it's almost that time, but I want to give anybody a shout-out out there. Anyone's been rocking with me. All 300 and something people who's been rocking with me on Facebook since day one.
Universal love.
The universal love. Drink alkaline water. Add me on Facebook. If you add me, I'm going to get to it. Join the fan page. Submit your topic submissions and all of that good stuff. If you got music, events, anything like that, brooklynblk@gmail.com. Once again, thank everybody for rocking with me. This has been a crazy, you know, first 2 months of the pregame with the buzz that we got going. It's It's crazy. We got people, like I said, from Georgia, Alabama, Connecticut, everybody. So I never thought I would. I didn't even think this show would leave the ears of Brooklyn. But like I said, I've crossed, you know, state lines and everything like that. So I appreciate the love. Keep spreading the word. Let other people know. I appreciate everything. Moral of the story, be yourself. Be yourself. Present who you are. Love yourself. If you can't do that, nobody's going to do it for you. I will see y'all next week, 11 p.m., right here in the pregame. Peace out, everybody.
Peace. That's it. We done.